Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Unlock the Power of Your Chakras, an immersive experience through exercises, yoga sets, and meditations, by Masuda Mohammadi. Forward by Anadeya Judith. Narrated by Siri Scott. Publisher's Note: this audiobook includes bonus material. Please visit tantor.com and type Unlock the Power of Your Chakras into the search box. Follow the link to the book's page. Then, under the supplemental content section, please enter the access code MIND, and then click the Unlock button to access the bonus material. The code should be entered in all lowercase letters. All charts, symbols, images, and photographs of all poses for meditations, warm-ups, kriyas, referenced in this audiobook can be found in the bonus material. Disclaimer: the material in this book is not a replacement for professional medical attention. Please seek the guidance of medical professionals to address any and all ailments. Also, please consult medical professionals when incorporating the material presented in this book into your wellness routines to avoid injury. Forward. I first met Masuda Mohammadi in one of my chakra workshops at Kripalu Yoga Center in Lenox, Massachusetts. She was a striking woman with a fit body and big brown eyes who spoke with an impressive command of herself. It's been my habit to take notice of people I think have the talent, intelligence, and personal charisma to become good teachers of chakra work, so I was happy to see her again at a later course on manifesting through the chakras called Creating on Purpose. There, I learned she was not only a yoga teacher, but also a writer. At the time, she was writing a book about growing up in Afghanistan with a unique perspective from experiencing the war that resulted from America's invasion and what it was like to be an immigrant in the U.S. I think it's an important book, and I am encouraging her to use the manifestation principles she learned in my workshop to take that book through to completion. A couple of years later, she assisted me in teaching the Creating on Purpose course and eventually took all my courses and graduated from my certification program as a Sacred Centers teacher. One of the requirements for graduation was to create a special project demonstrating what she had learned, but applying it in an original way to her own work. The book you now hold in your hands is the result of that endeavor. Even in the early versions, it far surpassed my expectations with its clear presentation and potent material. I am so pleased that this creation will now find its way to students all over the world to help awaken and heal their bodies, minds, and spirits. For nearly 50 years, I have taught the chakra system to audiences around the world. I find that no matter what the language, the customs, the race, or the gender, we all have the chakras in common, along with all the issues that go with them. Whether it's a blocked heart, a tight throat, poor grounding, or a fear of taking one's power, the wounds and the strengths addressed by the chakra system are universal. Like having two eyes, a nose, and a mouth, we all have these energy centers, but each one's expression of them is unique. The seven basic chakras provide a map that seems to resonate everywhere, perhaps because it integrates our everyday lives with the sacred and holy, all in one comprehensive system. The resulting union is the true meaning of yoga, and the chakras can be seen as the yoke of yoga. They address our bodies, our emotions, our power and will, and higher up, our relationships, communication, vision, and consciousness itself, all on a coherent continuum from matter to spirit. This map can be used to liberate and free yourself from repetitive and addictive limitations, and it can be used to bring an idea all the way down the chakras, from mental conception to physical completion. Ultimately, The chakra system is a formula for wholeness. Whether liberating or manifesting, I have seen again and again the way this profound system transforms lives and provides a profound map for the human journey. But the chakra system is not just theoretical. Learning what each of these centers mean and where they are located is just the beginning. At the deepest level, the chakras are an experience of profound awakening on each and every level of human experience, from the mundane demands of living in a body to our emotions and relationships to the sacred dimensions of the divine. I believe this experience is available to anyone, but it is only reached through practices. The chakra system comes from the yoga tradition, and Kundalini yoga, more than any other yoga style, is focused on practices for raising energy up the spine through a combination of breath, movement, sound, and concentration. Until recently, it was an esoteric discipline taught by only an elite few and misunderstood by many. What has been needed for a long time was to make Kundalini yoga understandable to more people. This is not to deny the ultimate mystery of consciousness at the heart of Kundalini, but to impart that one need not live alone on a mountaintop under the tutelage of a guru to experience some of the many gifts that Kundalini has to offer. Masuda bridges the gap from the esoteric to the universal. She has written a book that is accessible to anyone, beginner or advanced, yet she comes from a depth of understanding that honors the roots of Kundalini. The wonderful pictures and practices are clear and inviting, and she effortlessly marries the theoretical to the step-by-step practices that produce a deep and rich experience. Some argue that the chakras, as they are taught today, have little resemblance to the chakra system conceived of by ancient yoga practitioners. This is only natural, as we live in a vastly different world, have different needs and abilities, and also have a far greater understanding of science and psychology than our ancestor yogis and yoginis. Still, there are aspects of the ancient knowledge that are important to keep, even as the practices and philosophy evolve for modern life. Within this book, you'll find the ancient wisdom and philosophy of yoga combined with accessible practices you can do on a daily basis to make profound changes in your body, your consciousness, and your life. You will find information for your mental curiosity, questions for reflection, affirmations to reprogram your thinking, practices from both Hatha and Kundalini yoga, as well as meditations. There is something for everyone, and I sincerely hope that everyone takes advantage of this wonderful contribution to the field of chakras, yoga, and awakened consciousness. Consider it an invitation to explore the rich country of your inner world, with the chakras describing the architecture of your soul. Anadeya Judith, PhD, author of Wheels of Life, Eastern Body, Western Mind, and Anadeya Judith's Chakra Yoga. The creative energy of the cosmos dwells within me and guides me on this journey. Introduction. I discovered the practice of Kundalini yoga and meditation while leading a writing retreat in the mountains of West Virginia in the summer of 2000. Near the end of our three-week retreat, a visiting teacher led our group in a series of yoga postures, heavy breathing exercises, and chanting. During the practice, I thought the movements and the chants were unusual, but afterward, I felt light, energized, and alive. It left me wanting more, so when I returned home, I found a class and started a weekly practice. Over the next several years, I became more interested in and curious about Kundalini yoga, and in 2003, I decided to take a teacher training program to deepen my understanding of the practice. I wasn't sure at the time what to expect, but I was surprised by the experience, because it took me much deeper within myself. As a result of the training, I was able to connect with myself in a real and more meaningful way. The practice expanded my awareness and helped me understand who I was and what I was here in this life to do. During the 9-month program, I was confronted by the many stories I had created about my life and myself, including where I was from and how I was raised. I was born in Afghanistan in 1973 and emigrated with my family to the United States in 1980 after the Soviet invasion of my homeland. Growing up as an Afghan in America with a strict Muslim family was difficult, and I struggled with issues of identity. Who am I, and why is this happening to me, were recurring questions I grappled with for most of my life. When I started the teacher training, I went by the name Anna instead of my birth name, Masuda. I had given myself the name Anna at age 17 when I was applying for a job at a grocery store. I wanted to be a cashier at that particular grocery store because I had a crush on a blue-eyed blonde American boy who worked there, and I hoped he would fall in love with me. I had noticed him on our weekly trips to the grocery store, and I began to watch him from afar as I lingered in the aisles close to the service desk where he worked. I didn't think I'd have a chance with my Afghan name, Masuda, since throughout school I had been teased about my name and called Medusa and Menudo. I felt this job and the blue-eyed boy had the potential to be a new beginning for me. I stared at the blank line next to name on the application, and I couldn't will myself to write Masuda. Then, I had an image of my favorite soap opera heroine, Anna Devane, from General Hospital. She had beautiful, long, dark hair, mysterious eyes, and she was the chief of police. I wanted to be just like her, strong, beautiful, independent, the opposite of what my family expected me to be. I decided to write her name, Anna, instead of Masuda. I was hired for the job, and I fit in well with the unusual and mixed crowd of people who worked there. Many were immigrants and refugees like me. American boys who worked there flirted with me and asked me out on dates. This was confusing for me because I didn't get that kind of attention in middle or high school. I couldn't believe that I was finally fitting in somewhere, and I truly believed that the name Anna was a magic spell that had made me beautiful and desirable. So I kept the name Anna for the next 13 years and greatly enjoyed the way this simple change made life in America easier. Then came the Kundalini Yoga teacher training program, where I was once again confronted with the questions, who am I? Am I Afghan or am I American? Am I still trying to fit in and be accepted by Americans? Would I become unattractive to others if I changed my name back to Masuda? As I struggled to uncover the answers, I thought about my father and my family, and how difficult it had been for them to immigrate to a new country and support a family with little means. At 17, I had just wanted to be accepted. But by age 30, I wanted to be authentic and accept all aspects of myself. The journey of reconnecting with my true self was painful, as I had to work through feelings of grief, anger, and shame toward my family, my schoolmates, and myself. I became aware of all the ways I had camouflaged myself to fit in with others, to be liked. The rigorous training days allowed me to feel deep emotions that had been suppressed. I had learned to bury my feelings and become numb, but now I was learning to fully feel those feelings and process a range of emotions. As I released anger, pain, and shame, I created space within myself for acceptance, love, forgiveness, and peace. Slowly, I released the traumatic experiences of the past so that I could live more fully in the present. At the end of the training, I was filled with gratitude for finding this amazing yoga practice that helped me feel whole again. I've been teaching yoga since 2005 and continue to be amazed by the transformative power of this style of yoga. In 2015, I met Anadeya Judith, who is a master teacher and expert on the chakras, and she elevated my understanding of the chakras to a new level. She has a gift for teaching others about the chakras so that they can be integrated and applied to life in practical ways. Before meeting Anadeya Judith, I found the chakras to be conceptually interesting, but I didn't know how to apply the teachings to my daily life. She taught me how to deepen my relationship with my body, ground my energy, and manifest ideas and thoughts into reality using the chakra system. I had the idea for this book in her training program, and she provided me with the tools to bring it into reality. This book captures and shares many of the insights and practices that have been most useful in my own life and the lives of the many students I work with at my yoga studio. My hope and deep desire are that these practices bring you closer to yourself, your true nature, and open you up to deeper levels of love and compassion. How to use this book. Each chapter in this book is dedicated to understanding a specific chakra and to you having an immersive experience with it through the exercises, yoga sets, and meditations. The images and colors in each chapter are designed to connect you with the energy of that particular chakra. There is rich content related to each chakra so that you become familiar with the main gifts and issues associated with that chakra. Within the content section, there are exercises that encourage observation and reflection, as well as practices to inspire creativity and clarity. These tools will help you create new habits around that particular chakra. Included in each chapter are questions that invite introspection about your life experiences and opportunities to connect those experiences with the chakra system to discover new insights about yourself and your life. You may discover that the answers you have been seeking to live a healthier and more fulfilling life are within you. After listening to the content section, you will find yoga and meditation practices to bring that chakra into balance. Note that when you work on one chakra, you are working on all of them because they are interdependent. The short practice section includes a combination of breathing techniques, yoga poses, and/or meditations that quickly work on energizing and balancing that chakra. The exercises can be practiced together or separately. You may practice them several times a day as needed. Turn to this section when you are short on time and need a quick lift or release in energy. The warm-up exercises are yoga poses from Hatha and Kundalini Yoga to help prepare your body for the Kriya by warming up the spine, hips, shoulders, and other areas related to that particular chakra. You don't have to practice the warm-up sets before the Kriya. Each chapter has a specific Kriya designed to balance the energy in that chakra. The yoga poses, breathing techniques, focus points, and mantras help balance the chakra, whether it has deficient or excess energy. You can always shorten the time for any pose you find challenging or modify it to meet the needs of your body. Make sure to leave enough time for relaxation. In each section, two meditations are included that work on releasing and clearing blocks related to the chakra. You can practice the meditations for as little as 3 minutes or for the recommended time. You can also practice the meditations on their own without always practicing a Kriya beforehand. It is recommended that you practice a meditation for 21 to 40 days to receive the full benefits and release old habits that no longer serve you. Feel free to start at the beginning of this book or jump to a particular chakra that interests and excites you. Starting something new can be more fun in a group or community. If you know like-minded people who are interested in this topic, consider starting the process together. We tend to commit more fully when we practice in community and feel more supported as we start a new adventure. If you are a yoga teacher, this book is a useful resource to include chakra work in your classes and workshops. Journaling process. Finally, whether you work alone or in community, keeping a journal and writing down your experiences as you begin this journey can be very beneficial. Journaling can help you clear your head and make important connections between thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, and can even reduce stress and anxiety. Guidelines for effective journaling are to write down your thoughts and feelings about each chakra and also any goals or intentions you have related to that chakra. Before you start journaling, take a moment to center yourself with a few deep breaths and write about what you are feeling in the moment. Use pen and paper to be curious about your thoughts and feelings. Try to write for at least 5 minutes and work your way to longer sessions. Before ending, take time to read what you have written and reflect on it. W. What chakra are you writing about? R. Review and reflect. I. Investigate your thoughts and feelings. T. Time yourself. E. Exit the session with intention. Self-assessment practices. Try the following self-assessment exercises to gain deeper insight into your chakra system and how it's operating. Chakra body mapping. For this 15-minute exercise, you're going to need blank paper and several different colored markers or crayons. This practice is for connecting with your intuition. Don't worry about your artistic abilities, as no one else needs to see your creation. This is just for you to get to know your chakras. For the moment, forget about the colors and symbols associated with each chakra and allow all colors, symbols, and images to appear intuitively. Begin by sitting in a meditative position, breathing deeply. When you've finished listening to these next few instructions, close your eyes. Feel the sensations in your feet and legs and connect with the grounding energy of the earth. Then lengthen your spine, bring your ears over your shoulders, and visualize yourself as a channel of energy between the earth and the cosmos. As you stay connected to the energy of the earth and the cosmos, open up to receiving messages from your chakras. These messages can come in the form of words, images, or sensations. You can start at the root chakra and work your way up to the crown chakra, or reverse the direction. Stay present and listen deeply to what comes up. Give yourself as much time as you need to fully receive all the messages. When you are ready, open your eyes and draw what you heard, saw, or sensed from each chakra. Take your time and let your intuition guide you rather than your rational mind. Now, look at your drawing and notice what you see in each of your chakras. Observe the colors, shapes, and images and see if you can discern any patterns. Which areas feel free and open and which feel restricted or closed? How do you feel looking at your drawing? This chakra body mapping exercise provides useful information for you to discern which chakras feel balanced and which need clearing and energizing. From this exercise, you can consider choosing one chakra to focus on from your drawing. Look over the chapter on that particular chakra and pick a few exercises, a kriya, or a meditation to practice for a month. Decide how much time you want to spend daily on the practices and enlist the help of a friend to join you on your chakra journey so you can support each other to stay engaged, have fun, and commit to the process. Remember that the gifts of the chakras are already within you, and these practices are supporting you in accessing them. Be compassionate and patient with yourself as you clear and energize your chakras, knowing this is a lifelong journey of discovery. Assessing your life. Notice how much time and attention you give to these areas of your life: physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. In which areas do you feel most nourished, and in which areas do you feel depleted? Without any judgment, assess where you'd like to focus more time and attention. The figure for assessing your life, as well as the example assessing your life, are located in the bonus PDF. Physical: relationship to your body, home, finances, and work. Emotional: relationship to feeling and expressing your emotions, connection to your wants and desires, and your ability to deal with change. Mental: relationship to taking in information through reading, writing, analyzing, and problem solving. Spiritual: relationship to a higher power or belief and the practices that sustain this connection in your daily life. Draw a dot on the line for each quadrant to represent how satisfied you are with that area of your life. Closer to the center means less satisfied. Closer to the perimeter means more fulfilled. Connect the dots to create a visual representation of your sense of balance. Evaluate your chart and look for imbalances. Where do you need to spend more time and energy? And where do you need to conserve time and energy to create more balance in your life? Part 1. Starting your practice. At the beginning of any journey, find an opportunity to pause, take a deep breath, connect with your inner self, and set an intention for what you'd like to receive or awaken within yourself. This is one of those moments as you prepare for your journey through the chakras. Take the time to reflect on what brought you here. What is it that you want to unlock within yourself? What moved or inspired you to start listening to this book? Don't overthink it. Just be receptive to what comes. Eventually, the thoughts and feelings that arise will come together to form an intention for the road ahead. Once you are clear on your intentions, write it down somewhere and return to it as an inner compass to remind you of your deeper wisdom. As you inhale deeply, welcome the intention into your mind and heart and enjoy the journey of unlocking the power of your chakras. Crown Chakra, Sahasrara, surrender to bliss. Third Eye Chakra, Ajna, awaken your intuition. Throat Chakra, Vishuddha, let your words uplift and elevate. Heart Chakra, Anahata, dwell in unconditional love. Navel Chakra, Manipura, ignite your energy and vitality. Sacral Chakra, Svadhisthana, explore your passion for life. Root Chakra, Muladhara, trust that you are safe and supported. Chapter 1. Basics about the practice. The chakras are a complex ancient system that has been modified and updated by yogis through the ages to provide powerful tools to bring us into balance and align us with our true nature, both human and divine. In this chapter, you will learn about key concepts in the chakra system. This information will provide a useful framework for understanding the chakra system and how it works. We will explore ways in which the chakras can help you learn practical tools to thrive in the material world while staying connected to the spiritual world. This chapter also includes key concepts in yoga and meditation to support you in creating a strong foundation for your practice. Take time to review these key concepts to familiarize yourself with the breathing techniques, postures, bandhas, body locks, mudras, hand gestures, and focus points. These practices will help you balance your chakras and awaken Kundalini energy. Chakras. Imagine the chakras as 7 beautiful lotus flowers vertically lined up along your spine. Each lotus flower holds a key to unlocking your power and potential. chakra means wheel or disc, and the chakras were first mentioned in the Vedas, ancient Hindu texts from around 1500 BCE.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?